You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's never another survey that was done about soulmates. And I know I have to tread carefully when we talk about this because Hollywood especially has ingrained into people's minds that if you don't have a soulmate, then
you're nothing.
You're nothing.
Trash. You're going to be alone forever for the rest of your life.
So it has been Hollywoodized. And so now, you know, if you're just in a relationship with someone, you have to say they are your soulmate. And kind of funny to me. But this new survey, I think, kind of makes my point about this because they asked people, Jeremy, to list the signs that you may have found your soulmate.
Oh, okay.
And the signs included things like you're sexually attracted to one another. Okay.
Ba-bam.
In other words, we're animals, right?
Yeah, okay.
And then another one is you have similar taste in movies and TV shows.
Oh, okay.
That's all it takes anymore.
You like Ted Lasso too and you're horny? Oh, you're my soulmate.
Soulmate.
Mm.
So, you know, it's all right. I know we have a lot of people listening right now who are angry because they strongly believe they are with their soulmate. Great. Maybe you are.
Fine.
I don't know. But when we lower the bar about what it takes to be considered a soulmate, somebody who's hot and likes the same movie you like.
Right.
That's your soulmate.
Even more on the list, you have similar hobbies. It's like,
right.
Okay, whoa, we both like skateboarding. Oh my God, the universe brought you to me.
It's so funny. Listen, I don't subscribe to the whole soulmate thing.
Yeah,
you're attracted
either.
To someone, you like someone,
right?
You get along well.
Yeah, you think they got a good looking butt. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Man.
And as we like to say in our relationship, but the important thing is that you dislike the same things. That's almost more. In fact, I'll tell you right now, it's more important that you dislike the same things than that you like the same things. That is key. But. You know, but if I play along, I would say if there is a soulmate, then it seems like it would have way, way more depth to it than cute butt and we both like, you know, the TV show Succession.
Yeah, 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 I agree.
It's got to have more depth to it.
There's got to be more meat to it.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Like does Nicole refer to you guys
no,
as soulmates?
No, God, no. She's never done that. I don't think she ever will. And that's one of the reasons I love her. That's not us. We're just attracted to each other. We get along well. We both manage money very well.
Okay.
You know, it's like little things like that. I don't know.
I just don't want people to feel like they are missing out. If they're listening to this right now and they're saying, well, I'm single and I have not met my soulmate. Well, in my mind,
quit putting the title on it.
Thank you. Maybe you just need to meet someone that you're compatible with and that you enjoy being with.
I always say you maybe need to look at yourself too, because maybe you're just not very dateable at times. And
so agree.
Soulmates is a term for people that can't hold down a relationship because their life is a mess and they're a horrible partner, so they blame the universe for not sending them the perfect person to spend the rest of their life with. It's a little easy to fall back on the old clickbait cop out of saying soulmate. So
yeah.
It's just that you're difficult to live with.
Yeah. I think the soulmate thing is has been really boosted not only by Hollywood, but by the self-help book industry.
Oh, sure. It sells books, man.
Sells a lot of books. It sells a lot of stuff, you know, and online courses.
Blog posts.
Dating sites. Online, you know, dating sites make their living off of claiming that they will find you your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they make their money.
Right.
So if you stop and look at it, all the things associated with what we've been taught in the last 30 years about soulmates comes down to who's making a dollar off of it. Hollywood wants you to see the movies. Self-help book people, they want you to buy the books. The dating apps want you to pay the monthly fees. Hey, look at my mother-in-law, the one who can't stand me. Look at the thousands of dollars she spent with a service that is a matchmaking service for, you know, senior people.
Right, right.
I can't, you know, I almost feel like they should go to jail with the number of thousands of dollars that they charge for a ridiculous service.
Right.
But they do it by saying, you recently widowed, you know, 70-something-year-old woman, we're going to find you your soulmate.
They're preying on desperate people. They're desperate, lonely people. And I'd like to see the process behind all that on how they're actually matching people up.
Sure.
If there's a questionnaire or something, or if they're just like, ah, this guy's old, she's old. Let's send them out on a date and see what happens.
Throw them together.
You know, let's throw them together. I hate that. It's sad, man.
Anyway,
sad.
We're not trying to be all negative over here. I mean, if we're all about love and we're all about happiness and you finding somebody, like we said, that's compatible, that you enjoy being around.
You'll find them. Go talk to your psychic. That's who you need to talk to.